A top item on the Democrats' priority list is ethics reform. Today marks exactly 1 year since lobbyist Jack Abramoff pleaded guilty. He's at the center of the biggest congressional corruption scandal in years. Democrats ran for office promising to end what they called the Republicans' culture of corruption. Here to discuss their reforms is NPR's Peter Overby. And Peter, could you tick through what's in these reforms?
Sure. To start with, you've got tickets to sports and entertainment events, very popular item on Capitol Hill. A lot of games have been played with the value of these tickets to get members and staff into events that actually cost a lot to get into. Tickets now have to be assessed at face value, which is maybe a radical idea, but there it is. There is a flat ban on gifts that is something that the House Republicans tried when they took over in 1995, and they only could stick with it for 4 years before they rolled it back. Another big change, there's a ban on activities like the Republicans' K Street Project, where members put pressure on lobbyists and interest groups to hire Republicans off the Hill and to make sure their campaign money swings toward Republican interests. And then finally, one of the really big items is travel. The new rules say no travel paid by lobbyists or their employers, no travel arranged by lobbyists, and no travel on corporate jets. Members of Congress who want to travel on a small, non-scheduled flight need to go out and rent their own charter.
So you're saying that these new rules would block any kind of cut-rate travel, even if a corporate jet was used and a lawmaker actually reimbursed the company?
That's right. The lawmaker would have to go to a company that charters flights.
Now, just quickly, Peter, you mentioned the K Street Project. This would prevent the Democrats from essentially doing the same thing.
It would seem to, yes, which may be a risky move, maybe not politically, but they think that there's an advantage to taking that position.
So the ban on gifts, the ban on any kind of travel arranged or paid for by lobbyists, the ban on activities that would fall under the so-called K Street Project, how would any of these rules prevent something like the Abramoff scandal?
It's officially a scandal because there have been felony indictments and plea agreements and one case that went to trial and the fellow was convicted. But this would stop a lot of that activity at the door. The roots of the Abramoff scandal lie in what Abramoff was providing to these members in terms of opportunities to sit in his skybox at the Verizon Center, going on golfing junkets to Scotland, and in fact, a congressman from Florida, Tom Feeney, a Republican, has just been told by the House Ethics Committee that he has to repay $5,600 for a Scotland trip with Abramoff that dates back to 2003.
So is this the entire Democratic ethics package?
No. This is what they can do straight away on a fairly simple vote tomorrow. There are two big questions hanging out there still. One is enforcement, whether the incoming Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, will require outside enforcement, which is what the reform groups want. And the other big item is reform of lobbyists, more disclosure, more frequent disclosure of their activities. And that would require regular legislation, which presumably would include floor amendments and could be an even bigger battle.
So more likely more to come.
Oh, absolutely.
That was NPR's Peter Overby. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.